We're up to Simon Reish Ches. Before we do that, I just want to go back on a couple of points on Reish Vav and Reish Zayin. So just the point of Reish Vav that I should have emphasized but did not, maybe make your friend happy, is the Ramah. The Ramah says, Tov. So we spoke about, we said, bottom line, Rav Nevin Zalman Halach is that nowadays we like to eat, and unless you're Rav Avigdor Miller, never open up a cabinet. When you make a bracha, it's as if you had explicit das and everything in the house. And everything in that, with that bracha is covered. Okay, now the Ramah says like this in the end of Hey, Tov Lizaher Lechatchila Lios Daito Al Kol Ma Sheaviu Lo, that it is good Lechatchila to be careful to have das and everything. Meaning, what Rav Nevin Zal says is fine. We have no problem. We're going to go with the Mahalach of Rav Nevin Zal. But even Rav Nevin Zal would agree if we could pay attention and have in mind when we make our brachos that it should be, the brachos should be inclusive, so that would be better. Then we'd be good according to everybody, even those who would not agree with the Mahalach of Rav Nevin Zal. So that's Ramah. We didn't emphasize it. We just did. Okay. Now, Reish Zayin, we discussed yesterday the bracha of Bar Nevoshes. We had some interesting hours. I don't remember exactly what we discussed. The word chesronan and chesronan, the Torah says chesronan. We say chesronan. Bernifah shows are both of a chesronan, that which they are lacking, with a nun. The Magen Avraham says to do it with a mem, chesronam. And the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, says it's also bahem. What's the difference between a nun and a mem? I don't remember if we discussed this yesterday. Did we discuss this yesterday? We did?
Aramaic Hebrew, and some say
male, female. Okay, so we did it. Fine, fantastic. I don't remember what the Mishnah Berurah says. Lemaisa, the Magen Avraham says with a mem, the Torah says with a nun. Lemaisa, we do chesronan and bohem, even though it does not seem to be consistent. That's what we do, Lemaisa. Okay, good. We discussed that. Fantastic. Okay, the only thing I think we did not discuss is very interesting. I never thought of this, never heard of it. We said the machlokes, if you say Baruch Hei Olamim, Baruch Atah, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hei Olamim, or there is no ending, and we have a compromise, Baruch Hei Olamim, we take Hashem Hashem. So, like, what is that? So Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, I'm not telling anyone to do this, Lamaisa, but Rav Moshe used to answer Amen before Baruch Hei Olamim. When someone says the Baruch Nefashos, he would say it before, because the Baruch Hei Olamim is not really part of the bracha. It's kind of this compromise throne came in later. It's not, whatever. That's what he said. And Dershu brings down, and therefore, when someone's saying a Baruch Nefashos, and people can answer Amen, so you should rush the Baruch Hei Olamim at the end, say it more quickly, because really, if the Amen is supposed to come after, before the Baruch Hei Olamim, so if you're kvetch your Baruch Hei Olamim, it's gonna be a problem because you're answering Amen. It might be like an Amen Yisoma Chas V'Shalom. So, but that was fascinating. I never heard of that. I thought that was very fascinating. Okay, even though the Gra says to say Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Olamim, I don't think anybody does that. One should not do that. Here they focus on, they emphasize the Chazanish doesn't do that. I don't know. Okay, now we're up to Reish Ches. Reish Ches is Dine Alamicha, or more accurately, Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. So it's Gemara Bracha Sandaf Mem Dalet Amarav. The Mishnah says that one who ate, now, there's seven species that the land of Israel is blessed with. We call them the Shivat Haminim. Shivat Haminim. Shivat Haminim are split up between basically 2 plus 5. 2 plus 5 equals 7. The first two, wheat and barley, we wouldn't really call fruit. And the last five are fruit. So are Gefen, Teina, Rimon, Zayit, and Tamar. So it's really 2 plus 5. However, the first two of wheat and barley are really including the five grains. Because wheat, barley, because oats, spelt, and rye are subcategories of the wheat and the barley. So there's really the seven species, which really includes two grains, which are really five grains, and five fruit. Okay? So it's really five and five, right. So here the Mishnah says if you eat the five fruit, you have to bench. Rabbi Gamliel says you have to bench. Chacham say no, bracha achas mein shalosh, and obviously we don't bench when we eat grapes, but we do say bracha achas mein shalosh. Whole discussion that I said, Rabbanu, we're going to put that on hold because it's going to come up later. Let's see, Reish Ches Aleph. Al chameshes haminim. Shehem, what are the five species of fruit? Gefen Teina Rimon Zayit Vitamar. Mevarech Lacharem Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. You're going to say a Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. That means an abridged version of benching. Benching Min HaTorah is Shalosh Brachos, three Brachos. We have Midrabanan, we have an additional Bracha, that's a fourth Bracha. And Alamechia is one Bracha that contains in it the concepts of all three Daraisa Brachos. And the fourth Durabana Bracha. So now it's Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, that's what it's called. It's really Bracha Achas Mein Arba nowadays. Mishabur Sivkatan Aleph, Mivarach Lacharem, Shemitoch Hashivusan, Shenishtabcha Ben Eretz Yisrael, the Hashiva to these fruit, that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with them, was praised with them, Kidichsiv Bakra, the famous Pasuk, Eretz, Chitav, Sarah, Gefen, Teinav, Rimon, Eretz, Echemru, Dvash, and Dvash is not Bihani. Hutzmarim, Shazav Mehen Dvash. There's a word for that in Hebrew. Silan. Silan is date honey. It's much healthier than bee honey, I think. Definitely much more healthier than sugar. Okay, but it's sweet, as sweet as sugar. And it's used for cooking. So that is this Dvash of the Pasuk. So therefore, Kavul and Bracha Chashuvah Ne'atzu Nachareah, they have their own special Chashuva. Bracha achrona. They're not going to get a bar nefashos like an apple, pear, and an orange. They have a bracha achas mein shalosh ala eitz ve'al pri ha'eitz, which we're going to discuss more in the coming week. There's a shari tshuva over here. I don't know why he decided to put it over here. Chlal. By the asterisk, you have it?
Yeah.
A person eats a shear of peyos bracha achrona, v'shuv hekiyam, and then he throws up, and he didn't yet make a bracha achrona. Lo yivarech bracha achrona. He shouldn't say a bracha achrona. Why? The logara min isakel. It's no different than waiting the time that it takes shear equal, which we learned is, let's say, berach 72 minutes, where the food's already digested and out of your system. So here it took the express elevator. Out of your system, no bracha achrona. I don't know why it's over here, not like over there. Kuf pei dalet, but okay. Okay, that is Aleph. Beis. Sif Beis. Sif Beis is a very, very famous and important klal in brachos. It's based on two or three gemaras in brachos. The gemara brachos, lamavav amabeis, that talks about a chovitz, kedera, and daisa. It's some sort of mizonos type of mixture with honey. So Rebuda says to say shahak, or Rav Kahana says to say barbe mizonos. So Gemara clarifies. When are they arguing? They're arguing about a daisa. A daisa is usually like a thick porridge. Ke'ein chavitz kedera, which Rashi explains has dvash in it. So Rebuda holds that the bracha is shahako because you have a lot of dvash, and the dvash, the honey, is the ikker, and dvash is shahako. So this honey mizonos concoction is going to be shakam. Rav Kahana says borei mina mizonos because the flour is the ikker. And Rav Yosef comes along and says that Rav Kahana makes sense because both Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, they both hold the famous rule. The rule is kol sheyesh b'mechameshes mina dagon mevarchin ala borei mina mizonos. Whenever something has in it Chameshes mine dagan, the five grains, we probably all spelt in rye. The bracha is going to be a bar minimum zonos. That means there's a general rule. Okay, we didn't yet learn, we didn't really officially fully learn about ikra tafel, but as a general rule, you look at the majority. Now, it could be that this is really, really want X, and Y is just there to spice up the X, you know. Really want a cucumber, but I just like drowning it in ketchup. So the ikra is still the cucumber, and you're going to make a adama. But leaving that aside, you have a fruit salad, a bunch of hadama and ha'etz fruit, so you look at the majority and you go by the majority. The exception to the rule is the five grains, chameshes mine dagan, because we have a rule, kol sheyesh bo. As long as you have in there, chameshes mine dagan, even if it's not the first ingredient, it's not the second ingredient, and not the third ingredient perhaps, you're going to say bar mine mizonos. And that yisoid is repeated again on lamed zayin on the base. Then on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, this is all Ketzem Avarchin, there's an exception to that rule. The exception to that rule is what the Gemara calls Lidabek. If the flour is not there for satiation, it's not there for taste, it's just there to hold the hamburger together, So you're not going to say a mezonos on the hamburger. It's just there to hold the hamburger together. So the ledabeg, that's lamed tesam rav, that is the exception to the rule. Okay, now let's see that inside. Now, I was gonna think about skipping beis for the meantime. Beis touches on a somewhat difficult and topic that we're not so familiar with. That is, at what point, we're really gonna discuss this more on Sunday. We're only gonna touch on it now. But basically, we said you have five grains, you have five fruit. When we talk about the five grains, so we said the mezonos. If you eat a raw piece of barley or wheat, that's not going to be a mezonos. That's going to be maybe a hadama, maybe shahato. Let's say it's hadama. So, at what point does do the grains turn into a mezonos? So, if you grind it into flour and you bake a cake, so we know it turns into a mezonos. Well, what if you don't grind it? What if you leave it as is and you do something with it? The whole rolled oats discussion, the whole granola discussion, the whole shalva discussion. Okay, there's a touches on that, but I don't really want to focus on it because that's really the topic of Sif Dalit. So that's the base. Chameshes mine dagan. Here it says sheshalkan. In our mechaber it says sheshalkan. Shalkan means you cooked it. However, let's go back to Sif Beis. Sif Katan Beis on the bottom. What are the five grains? Wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye. And then the Mechaber points out there are other things that you might think are grain, but they are not grain. For instance, Mishmah Sif Katan Beis. Chita Sar Kus Mishibel Shul Shipun Aval Masha Nukorin Tatarki. That's what in Hebrew is called Kusemet. 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 Dirish says is kasha, like kasha varnishkish. The kasha part is not, that's not kusmin. That's kusem is something else. That's not mezonos. That's a dhamma. And turkey vites is corn. So he says those are not one of the five grains. Those are bore priha dhamma. Fine. So five grains are five grains. So the Mechaber says that you shalkan. Shalkan means you cooked it. However, the Mishabura says that that is a typo. It's not supposed to say you cooked it. It's supposed to say that you split it. Shechalkan. Basically, you have a wheat kernel. The wheat kernel has a chaff, has a cover. That's the bran, right? That covers the bran. That's the healthy part of the wheat. You're not an expert on the field?
Just buy it.
Okay. There's a wheat kernel and it has this cover. The cover is the bran. They take off the cover. If it's whole wheat, they just grind it up as is, and that's called whole wheat. If they don't want it to be whole wheat, they take off that cover, and then the thing itself is also is split. So here he's saying if they split the wheat kernel, they chopped it. No, kachan, Mishabura explains that they didn't cut it, but they took off the chaff, the shell, by smashing it. Okay. The awesome impassion. Now you made some sort of dish with this wheat, but you either chopped it up, or you didn't chop it up, but you at least took off the outer shell. That's the Mishabura Sif Katan Gimel. Tzarech lomar, not shalkan, but shechilkan. You split it. I know. Echad eshnem aliyosa. You cut it into a bunch of pieces. Umashen ukon groipin. That's called groipin. Groipin is grisim. I don't know how you translate that. Grisim is, I don't know. I don't know. The ilim heim shleimim. Now, if you have the whole wheat kernel, or barley kernel, or whatever it is, even though you cooked it, mavur, we're going to see next week in Sif Dalit, the mavarach bar pri adama. But in this machoy David, but if you cook it, and it kind of disintegrates, even though it was totally complete, you didn't break it, you didn't cut it, you didn't even take off the chaff, the outer shell, Dahanu kishen bikli pasan makamaka mavarech bari mine mizonos kemashin esmachu yafe. It's only if it disintegrates and kind of meshes into the dish that it turns into a mizonos. But if even if you cook it, if it's there as is, the whole kernel with the thing, it doesn't yet turn into a mizonos at that point. It's only when it meshes into other things and merges and becomes one with others. Oh, kachan, sifka, we'll get more into that next week. Kachan, sifkatan dalid, retzer lamar, even if he didn't split it. Rakshi hei seikli pasan, he took off the outer shell. That's the subin, that's the bran. Aideak tisha, vachroni vitzadin dvain davka shiz dabek aide bishol. All the nechshas of my sekadera, di ilav hochi nechshav kishtem, in besif dalid. So, if it's still shalem, you put it in a pot of water, and it's whole with the cover, it's adama. If you take off the thing, you take off the cover, if it stays like whole, an independent entity, then it's Adama. If it starts to mesh and mush and merge, then it turns into a mizonos, and again, that's the topic of Sif Dalid. What's the bracha just on that bran? You just eat the bran. So our bran, what we call bran flakes, raisin bran, I don't know how much bran is in there, that's regular Kemach, Yitim, it's regular mizonos. Dirshu sends us back to Reish Dalet, and over there there's a bunch of opinions. Rav Moshe holds that bran alone is Shehakol. Rav Yashiv holds that bran is Adama. And the Minchas Yitzchak entertains the possibility that bran alone might be mizonos. So we have a balagan. I wanted to look up in Zos HaBracha, what does he say to make on bran? I don't know, you can eat plain bran. I don't know anything about this bran business. But okay, that's a discussion, to put it mildly.
People like add it to their food for digestion.
That's what I saw. They add it to their food for digestion. So then anyway, it's going to be tuffel. It's not going to be the ikker, I don't think. Although, I don't know either. Okay, Mishra Sivkata. Okay, so back to the Mechaber. Chamesh is mine dagan sheshalkan, which really means chalkan, you split it. Oh, you didn't split it, but you took off the shell, the chaff, the outer shell. Vasmitashel, you made a dish, kugomaisa kadera, harifos, vigeris, caramel, vidaisa. I don't know, there are different types of dishes that you make from these kernels. Afil irvimam dvash harbeya temem, even if you. Okay, so you did split it, you did take off the outer shell, so it is going to be mizonos. And now he's telling us, even if you mix in a lot of dvash, and there's more dvash than there is wheat, other ingredients, he's still going to make bari mine mizonos, lesof ala michya. Ava, but in lo, because that's because of the rule. Kol sheyesh b'mechamesh is minei dagam, avarchin olav, bar minei mizonos. Ava, in lo nosin adagam b'tavshil, ele the dabko, u the hakposo, but the b'tavshil, if you're only putting in the mizonos, either to hold it together, hold the hamburgers together, or lakposo, I think is to give it some body, but it's not there to fill you up, it's not there for taste, so then it's going to be Daisa. What's daisa? Mikri kishen nismaech mis dabik yafe. That's when these wheat kernels mesh and merge together. Umashe kasachem shalachanis orim ochitim ganzi gershtin ogrit shleimim elbatoch asuda. So we're going to see that there's an idea that somewhere along the way you have this suffix bracha. Is it still hadama or is it mizonos? So one problem is, do you make mizonos or hadama? Not such a big deal because he yotzi either way. But the big deal becomes a bracha achrona, because you make a bar nefashos, you make alamecha, and either one you're not yotzei according to the other one, and if you're making the wrong one, it's a bracha levatala. So that's a balagam. So the recommendation is to eat in the middle of the meal. That's only hanukkah shelo nidbeku idea bishul. That's only when you cook it, but it doesn't stick together. Aval nidbeku idea bishul mavarach bar minei mizonos. But if it sticks together through the bishul, then it's a mizonos. It's kind of like maybe, possibly, perhaps the Quaker oats, and then you put in hot water or oatmeal. Okay, I don't know what it's made out of exactly, but it starts out separate, and then you put in some hot water, and then it merges into one unit. So Rav Moshe says, as long as it merges together, even if the klipa did not come off, nothing came off, it's totally complete, but they all mesh together, it's still going to be mizonos. Look at the bottom. Sharatzin ois tes. Okay, we're going to get more into this again next week. Kacha mikra de shusra klipa levad. You took off the outer shell. Ukumosha kasa magaram. Vida. The miloshin prima gadam asha dim inside of the dina. The prima gadam seems to hold. The buhusra klipa levad. If you only took off the outer shell, usually you take off the outer shell and then you smash it. Then you start splitting it. But if you only took off the outer shell, viloni dak klal, and it didn't stick to each other at all, still a possibility that it will be a mizonos. Yesh the stapekim, the vach burning a mizonos, or bar priadama. Aval, but. If you took off the outer shell and it sticks together a little bit, he says, then you should, for sure, should make a mizonos.
It's basically simon for mizonos, is that they stick together when you cook it.
Yeah, part of it, yeah. Again, it's the ikur sugya is sif dalet. That's why I was kind of hesitant to discuss it. Sif katan zayin on the bottom. Habe yoter mehem. There's more dvash. Hatam. So why making a mizonos if the ikur ingredient is dvash? Came into bal hatim hachshir es hatavshel. Since the dvash is just there to make it taste better and give it tam. And it's because v'hu mechamesha saminim dechashivi. And the other ingredient is chamesha saminim, which is chashiv. Hu ha'ikur. That becomes the ikur. And you're going to make a barmer mizonos. Again, unless the mizonos is only there to hold it together. That's mishabersiv katan ches. It's not coming to give taste to the tavshil. Will it sit 11? Not to fill you up. Rakshi, a tavshil meduback. It should stick together. Lo chashiv ubatu legabe a tavshil. And it is not important, and it is bottle. And it will not be a mizonos. I feel nothing so called kemach harbi. Even if you put in a lot of kemachs, I don't remember the details, but licorice is something like that. Licorice has a lot of flour in it. However, the flour is there to hold it together, and therefore the bracha is not going to be mizonos, but it's going to be shakom. The Sharatin Lam Oisu Gimel. This is very interesting. When we discussed Passover Kissin and I brought in a super sweet orange cake, or a honey cake, I don't know. I did not eat it. But I brought it home and told my son, I brought home the leftovers, and told my son, oh, we just learned about Passover Kissin. He looked at the ingredients, and sugar was the first ingredient. He says, Tati, maybe there should be a shahako. So the Taz seems to say something like that. That's what the Sharatin Abayim Oizhi Gimel says, that he left out the Taz. Because most people disagree with the Taz. Meaning, you had this super sweet cake, and I looked at my wife now is getting nervous about Pesach, so she's buying Pesach cakes and cookies for the kids so that the house does not become, after she cleans, they. Okay, fine. So, she bought a cake. Kasha the Pesach cake. First ingredient, sukarim, sugars. Okay, nonetheless, well, that's actually an except, that it's a kosher Pesach, we get no, whatever, there's no matzah meal in there, so that's for sure shahako, because there's no flour. But if there would be flour in there, even if the first ingredient would be sugar, Labai said we make a mizonos. We have to discuss bracha achrona, that would be much more significant, because how much of that cake do you have to eat? Like, how do we view the bracha achrona? Okay, we're not up to that yet. Okay, this is the rule again of Kol Sheyeshbo, and now there are a lot of applications to try to figure out, you know, in our complicated food world, what broth can make on different things. So Dirishu footnote 7 discusses a lot of this. First of all, he says that gefilte fish and hamburgers and meatballs have in it either matzah meal or breadcrumbs. So he says if they're there to fill you up, then it will be mizonos, like we saw over here, this other day. But he says they're probably not there for that. They're basically there either to give it some volume or to hold it together, and therefore, bapashtas, the bracha we make on gefilte fish and meatballs and hamburgers is going to be shahako. Okay, then we have the very interesting sugya of schnitzel. What is schnitzel? Schnitzel, it could be fish, it could be chicken, it could be turkey, and you put it in egg, and then you put it in breadcrumbs, and then you fry it. Is that so? You have the breadcrumbs are mizonos. Okay, that we discussed in Kuf Samaches, we're not going back there. So here you have a piece of chicken that is covered in, let's say, flour. Let's say it's flour. It's covered in flour. So why is that flour there? Now, it is possible. Okay, in my humble opinion, the covering of the schnitzel is there to give taste to the schnitzel. And it has a very good taste. So when I learned this years ago, I concluded that schnitzel should be bar minhag mezonos. But most people make shakel, and I was kind of nervous to do that on my own. I called one of my rabbis in America, and I said, you know, I just learned this again, I really think schnitzel should be mezonos. And he said, me too. I said, great, thank you very much. Now, if you look at it, a lot of the svarim differentiate between different the types of the covering on the schnitzel. Let's say a soy schnitzel. That's mamish nothing. That could just be there for looks, or so it doesn't burn, or because so that I'm still not sure about. That I'm not convinced should be a mezonos. But when there's a thick coating on the schnitzel, they bring down even from Rav Eliashiv. There's a thick coating on the schnitzel, like the one you buy in the you know. Chaim Zuckin over there, the prepared schnitzels, the thick coating, that should be mezonos. So, most people...
In the old days, they couldn't afford chicken, so they packed it on.
I don't know. Rav Eliashiv lives nowadays. I don't know. If it's there for Tom, or it's there to fill you up, if it's there for Tom, so there's a very good chance that it should be mezonos. Most people say shahako, it's just a klipa and it doesn't really count, and really you're eating chicken, you're not eating coating, and you never eat the coating without the schnitzel. Fine, okay. So, feel free to make a shahako. I like to make a mezonos. On the thicker one, not saying on the soy one, not on the soy one, but on when there's a real coating over there. Okay, so he brings down a whole discussion with different poskim. He said, bring them a Zalman. If he gives Tom, then you should make him a Zonos. That's what he says.
If he gives Tom, then you should.
If he gives Tom, make him a Zonos. Yeah. He's saying, it's giving Tom into the chicken. Right, so it should be tuffled to the chicken. But it's a kol she'eshbo. It's 5 grains. 5 grains. If they're there for Tom, they don't become.
If one of the two foods is being eaten to add taste to the other, it's considered tuffled.
Yes, but that does not apply to Mazonos. Mazonos is the exception to the rule. Look, most people say shahako, and I've been told that if you make a mezonos, you're an amaret. Okay, so don't make a mezonos if you don't want to be an amaret. Okay. But I think, I don't know, okay. I mean, they bring down different svaras. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, then we have what they call American peanuts that we never ever saw in America. The two types of American peanuts that we never saw in America. They're peanuts coated in a mezonos shell. So there's two types. There's one type where the coating is very thin. The nut itself, the American peanut, it's hard. You break, you know, you bite it, and whatever. Then there's another type where it's a much thicker coating of mezonos, and you see it. Okay, so here too, if it's there for taste, for sure the thick ones are there for taste, and they have a lot of taste, and I think most folks can say to make a mezonos. Here I saw for the first time, I always heard those for sure, mezonos, here's something they bring down. A lot of people say mezonos, others that want to say that it's that it's still going to be hadama. I don't know.
They're both kinds in Israel.
Yeah, they're both kinds in Israel. Yeah. They're called American peanuts. They don't exist in America, though. No. Maybe they do.
The Israelis call it American?
Yeah, the Israelis call it American peanuts.
That's a thick coating.
Okay, so the thick coating, I think, is for sure mezonos, in my humble opinion. Take it or leave it. The thin coating, I would also think is mezonos. They differentiate. I hear.
The one to sell here in the pie.
I don't know what you're talking about here. Oh, in the Makola.
Green thing. Yeah, but that says it's mezonos.
Oh, with the thin coating? Is it thick coating or thin coating?
It's in between. It's not as thick as the American.
But the Americans are thin. The one in the little packages that they sell by the checkout lady, those are thin. Oh, those are mezonos. Great. Mezonos, fantastic. Right, it's there for Tom, l'chora, and it gives Tom, has a taste, and therefore it's not batel, so kol she'eshbo.
Right, that's just by mezonos.
Now, right, that's mezonos, is an exception to the rule. Now, what if it's there just for a crunch? It's not there for taste, it's not there to fill you up, just there to give a crunch, like an ice cream and things like that. So if it's really just there for a crunch, then that might not count. That might be like the dabik.
Right.
Then they ask the interesting question. What if the chef puts it in the dabik, but you taste it and you like it? So he says, we go after the chef. The chef decides. I don't know.
It's like an ice cream. If you have cookie pieces.
Right. So, but I don't believe that that's there for taste. I think that should be mizonos. That's not there to give a crunch.
So you make mizonos on ice cream?
Yeah, why not? I make mizonos on a lot of things. I don't know. You have a lot of, and what if you have croutons in the salad? So you're going to make mizonos on the salad? Maybe. I don't know. It's there for Tom.
It's there for decoration.
Is there for decoration? Okay, if it's only there for decoration. Oh, so that would be the perfect shayla. Meaning the chef puts it in for decoration. It should look pretty, maybe. But I like it. So that they just brought down the back from Karelitz that you go after the chef. Okay, these are all shaylas that need to be answered. I don't have full clarity. But Lishitasi, if I'm going to make a mizonos on a schnitzel, I guess I should make a mizonos on the ice cream if I like the taste of the cookie pieces in the ice cream. And I should make a mizonos on the salad if I like the mizonos in my salad.
Right.
That would all fit.
And here are the kids' soups where they add tons of croutons.
Yeah, it's a mizonos.
They don't even make a shop. There's no.
Yeah, it's mizonos.
Bottle.